DeepEnglish.com.
In 2003, Lisa fell in love with a man named Mark Stone. They seemed perfect for each other. Lisa was an environmental activist, and so was Mark. She thought she had found her soulmate. For 6 years, Lisa and Mark shared a life together. They traveled together and went climbing. When her father died, Mark was the person who comforted her. Outside of their romance, Mark made a name for himself as a dedicated environmentalist. Once, at a protest, he was even brutally beaten by 5 policemen. He seemed so loyal to the movement. What Lisa and her activist friends didn't know was he was an undercover police officer. For nearly 10 years, Mark had been secretly sending the government information. In the 1990s, environmental activists in the UK were known as eco warriors. The eco warriors in the UK were mostly peaceful protesters, but they would sometimes chain themselves to trees or block roads that were in construction. Removing them cost the government and private companies lots of money. It's not exactly clear why the government was spying on the eco warriors, but many think that this was the reason. When Mark and Lisa took a trip to Italy, everything unraveled. Lisa describes the trip as blissful until she opened Mark's glove box and found a passport with his real name on it, Mark Kennedy. With the help of her friends, Lisa searched online and found out that he was an undercover police officer. Soon after, she and her friends confronted him, and he cried and came clean. Lisa ended the 7-year relationship, but she says she is haunted by the thought that he never really loved her, that it was all just a lie. Mark Kennedy says that he crossed a line, but his love for Lisa was real. Not only did Mark fall in love with Lisa, but he said at times he really loved being a part of the Echo Warriors. After leaving his life as a spy, he said he was unfit to return to life as a regular police officer. He has since run away to America and lives a life constantly on the edge. He's always watching his back after receiving death threats from activists. And after having a falling out with his police bosses, he says they are searching for him too. He says, "I am in fear for my life, and I don't know where to turn." In the end, Mark's fake life became a very real part of who he was. While Lisa was traumatized by his lies, he says the whole ordeal was traumatizing for him as well.